God is good all the time, even when we're bad. He doesn't change. Praise be to God. Thank you, Lord, for not changing. Thank you for putting up with us. And thank you for your mercies and grace that are abundantly, abundantly. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. A lot of things happening. Woohoo. We're going to recap on a couple things as we indulge in this revelation. Thank you, Master. And Matthew 24 and verse 3. Now, as Jesus sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, "Tell us when these things will be and what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age." Jesus answered and said to them, "Take heed that no one deceives you." In other words, when they asked, "Lord, what is the sign of your coming and the end of the age?" Now Jesus begins to explain many things. Because one of the things he's explaining to them, he's saying, look, there's got to be final completions of things. Everyone say final completions. In verse 5, he said, "For many will come in my name and saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. And you will hear wars and rumors of wars. See that you're not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the what? The end is not yet." So, in other words, these are final completions, things that have to happen. "For nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in various places." Now, we've had earthquakes, but we haven't seen earthquakes like we're gonna. We're gonna see eruptions and earthquakes much more. He said, all these are the beginning of sorrows, or the beginning of what we call birth pangs. "Then they will deliver you up to tribulation, and they will kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. Then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another." We're seeing some of this stuff happen now. "Then many false prophets," or what we call media, "will rise up and deceive many. And because the lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end will be what? Saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations. And then the end will come." So we know that these are things, these are final completions that must happen. We know that the gospel's got to be preached to all the world. Amen. And in these, in other words, some of these final completions have to come before tribulation or even great tribulation. Now, there's a process of this completion. There's a global process and there's a personal process. We have entered a time of final completions. You are watching things become completed. Just like the Feast of the Lord. Now, I want you to understand something, that there are seven Feasts of the Lord, and just because the first four feasts have been fulfilled, only Jesus can fulfill them. But they still celebrate the feasts every year, and those feasts are still connected to events that happen every year, but they have been fulfilled. There's three feasts left. And next feast is the Feast of Trumpets. And it's a very specific one, because we're going to watch a lot of things happen, and that's coming in September to your local theater, right out your front lawn. Genesis 2:1. "Thus the heavens and the earth and all the hosts of them were finished. Then on the seventh day God ended his work which he had done. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work which God had created and made. This is the history of the heavens and the earth when they were created in the day the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. Before any plant of the field was in the earth, before any herb of the field had grown. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain on the earth, and there was no man to till the ground. But a mist went up from the earth and watered the whole face of the earth, ground. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils and the breath of life, and the man became a what? A living being. Now again, there was a final completion when God rested, but he wasn't done, was he? Amen? So there are areas that are, in other words, there's final completions and things have to go continue forward. So there's a process of completion. Is everybody with me? Praise God. So when God created man, what did he do? He passed on the final completion to mankind. But did you notice that God rested? When he rested, he was finished. He did everything. He created everything. Then he created man and said, okay, I'm passing it on to you. Now you're going to have to do the final completions. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 7. Little children, let no one what? Deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Now look at that word might. That means that there was a final completion, but it was passed on to the body to complete it. Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, amen, and he cannot sin, because he has been born of God. Again, God manifested to destroy the devil, amen. He disarmed him and gave the sword of the Spirit to his offspring and his offspring army. The body of Christ is the offspring and the army now. We are carrying the process of final completion, but Jesus will end it all with a new heaven and a new earth. The devil, remember, comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus came to bring life and life abundantly. He came to bring life and life abundantly with the process of final completions. We are in that process. You and I are seeing the final completions of things. That's why there's exposure. These are the beginning. Some of these things are of the beginning of final completions, and they will be completed. You're going to see many people be arrested. You're going to see, look at, there's all kinds of rumors out there. There's all kinds of stuff out there. But it's not completed yet. It's not completed at all yet. But it will be. But we're watching the process of final completions right before our eyes. Like I said, get some popcorn, sit on your front lawn, and watch the final completions begin to manifest. And they're going to get more intense every week. John 19 and verse 28. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, I thirst. Now a vessel full of sour wine was sitting there, and they filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on hyssop, and put it to his mouth. So when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, it is what? Finished. And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit. Again, this is another part of the mission of final completion. Jesus said, it is finished. But was he finished yet? No. So these are completions, final completions, but it's not a complete finish. These are certain sections of mission or calling or purpose that must be completed before advance to another one. Again, this part of his mission was complete and finished, but there was more to come. Amen. James chapter 1, verse 2. Count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience, or what we call endurance. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect, complete, and lacking nothing. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is double-minded and unstable in all of his ways. Endurance is a test of faith which brings final completion of a perfect work. It brings a final completion of a what? Perfect work, where you lack no wisdom or understanding. You are able to endure future final completions. The purpose of that is so that you're able to endure future final completions. I'm going to say this again. Endurance is a test of faith that brings final completion, a perfect work, with no lack of wisdom or understanding. It's to endure future final completions. Ephesians chapter 5, in verse 8. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. And have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather what? Expose them. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light, for whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore he says, awake you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. See then that you work circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, and redeeming the time, because the days are what? Evil. Awake to the true reality to reach your final completion. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 3. Remember, one of the final completions would be what? The gospel must reach the world. Then the end will come. Verse 3 says, but even if our gospel it is veiled because to those who are what? Perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel, the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. Wow. Should shine up. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Christ's sake. Again, you know, the God of this age we know is Satan, the ruler, prince of power of air. Amen. He's the ruler of this earth. He blinds. He distracts. So that many people cannot fulfill final completions. And they go around in circles. You know, final completions are also prophetic markers or events. They're prophetic markers that help me and you to know where we're going. And in this, for example, the 4th of July, amen? It was a final completion. It's a prophetic marker. And there's so much to the 4th of July. It's known as the Declaration of Independence. What we during the 4th of July, which was signed in 1776, it cut us loose from Europe in its control, or England in its control. That's why there's independence. Amen? But there's a prophetic marker. A declaration of independence free from England control. There's a prophetic timeline. It's 248 prophetic timeline is that a year. 248 years is a prophetic timeline. So if you take 248 plus 1776, it ends up to be 2025. Final completion into a new era, a new birth of America. Remember, we already talked about before a woman can give birth to a child, the first thing that happens is the water breaks. That's why you're seeing flooding everywhere. At the prophetic markers. They're flooding all over the place. Let me give you an example of here's a powerful prophetic marker. Not only is a prophetic marker happening here in this world, in this country, but globally. You know, there was two eclipses, and if you remember them, one was in 2023 in October, another one was in April 24. The shadow crisscrossed over the United States, and its cross, its X, was perfectly landed on Kerrville, Texas. Think about that. Kerrville, Texas, where the X landed. The shadow crossed right over Kerrville, Texas. It marks the spot. And on July 3rd and 4th, it was hit with a massive rainfall overflowing the Guadalupe River. Now, there's something important that we must know about the Guadalupe River. In fact, it rose 26 feet in 45 minutes. That's incredible. 26 feet in 45 minutes, wiping out many homes, businesses, and a so-called ministry. Why do I say so-called ministry? It was a camp where the elite sent their children. But the camp was called Camp Mystic. You wouldn't call a Christian camp Camp Mystic, would you? That's New Age stuff. And many of the children were killed. Many people were lost that day. Again, it was a place where the elite sent their children. In fact, the word Guadalupe River, the word Guadalupe means crushing head of the serpent. That's what the name of the river means. Crushing the head of the serpent. And there is a cross that's in over there in Kerrville, Texas. And it stands 70 feet tall, 77 inches, which is pretty amazing. In fact, that day it hit was July 3rd and 4th, and the temperature was 77 degrees, which was at 7 mean? Complete and perfect. So there's no coincidence about what's going on. Not only that, on July 4th, Trump signed the big, beautiful bill on the 4th of July. Again, remember, water breaks the birth. Now, think about this. When Noah, during the time of Noah, when the flood came, after the flood, what happened? The world was different. It was new. So you and I are actually in a new prophetic jubilee, which started July 4th. We have a whole year of jubilee. You ain't seen nothing yet. A lot of things are about to be released. And it started on the 4th of July. Silver. You know, silver's been going up. And remember, God owns silver and gold, doesn't he? Amen? And the silver is supposed to reach $50 by the end of the month. When it reaches $50, why? Because it's prophetic. It's jubilee. Amen? Things are, we haven't seen the earthquakes and the eruptions with volcanoes, which we will see a little bit down the road. They're to follow. But just giving you a little bit of update of what's happening, where we're at. We're in a prophetic timeline of new birth. And things are about to change tremendously. The economy, the government, education, the pharmaceutical, the banking system. Everything is going to change. And the body of Christ is going to be glorified like never before. Never before. It's going to be one of the greatest harvests. It's an end time harvest of souls. And God is preparing his people. Amen. Now, Trump just finished his first 6 months. That means we have 3.5 years left to complete. Amen. Well, 3.5 and 3.5 is 7 years. Something to consider. Do we have 7 years left? Maybe. I don't know. But I know these next 3.5 years is going to kick butt. I know it's going to be the greatest harvest of souls. And I know that it's going to be the preparation for the body of Christ and the bride of Christ to leave. Why? Because we got September that's going to fulfill the Feast of Trumpets, which is actually considered the Feast of Rapture. But it ain't going to happen then. We still got time. There's too many souls that are lost. There's too many people that need to be awakened. Way too many. Hebrews 10:32. But recall the former days in which, after you were illuminated, you endured a great struggle with sufferings, partly while you were made a spectacle both by reproaches and tribulations, and partly while you became companions of those who were treated. For you had compassion on me and in my chains, and joyfully accepted the plundering of your goods, knowing that you have a better and an enduring possession for yourselves in heaven. Therefore do not what? Cast away your confidence, which has great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the what? Promise. That's called what? Final completions. For yet a little while, and he who is coming will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who draw back to perdition, but to those who believe in the saving of the soul. Isaiah 46, in verse 9. Remember the former things, for I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me. Declaring the end from the what? The beginning. In other words, prophetic insight reveals the end from the beginning. And from ancient times, things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure, says the Lord. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 6. For this reason the gospel was preached also to those who are dead, that they might be judged according to men in flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. But the end of all things is at hand, therefore be what? Serious and watchful in your prayers, and above all things have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sin. Praise God. And I'm going to close with 2 Corinthians 13. In verse 7, now I pray to God that you do no evil, not that we should appear approved, but that you should do what is honorable, though we may seem disqualified. For we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. For we are glad when we are weak and you are strong. And this also we pray, that you may be made complete. Therefore I write these things, being absent, lest being present I should use sharpness according to the authority which the Lord has given me, for edification and not for destruction. Finally, my brethren, farewell. Become complete. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. We call a holy hug. Amen. Again, this is just a refresher of final completions. What are things that God is requiring you to complete? We are in a process of final completions. All of us. It's a global and personal. Global and personal. And so many times people are trying to make excuses to complete. Or they jump ahead or whatever and they're not completing it. And they wonder why they struggle. You know, if your sons of God are led by the Spirit, the Bible says, if God be for us, who can be against us? For if you're before God, how can he be for you? Amen. So in this, we must be patient with endurance, because endurance is the great tester of our faith. We are in the process of final completions. We must complete everything. But we've got to recognize the things that God's wanting us to complete. We can't just leave it behind. What is it that God is dealing with each and every one of us of things to be completed? Amen? He's already given us what we need. He doesn't, you know, it's not like you need something to complete it. He provides what you need to complete in everything, no matter what. So hang tough, be patient, endure, trust and rest in the Lord. Amen. Father, we give you glory, honor, and praise, and we thank you. And give us discernment so we don't miss any prophetic markers that will come to light. Lord, we want to be ready when the stuff hits the fan. So help us, keep us sanctified, and keep us alert in Jesus' name. Anybody said amen? Amen. When the devil hits the fan.